This is tape number two from the Denver unit. My name is Marjorie Varner, and I joined the Denver unit of the WSL in 1971. I was president from 1974 to 1976, and I've been president since 1982. I was a member of the Army Nurse Corps. I joined in 1949 and retired in 1971. During my nurse's training, I was a member of the Cadet Nurse Corps and decided when I graduated that I would pay back the Army for the money that they gave me for my nurse's training, and of course I joined also for the adventure of it. Prior to enlistment, I went to junior college 1 year, worked at various jobs such as drugstore, grocery store, that type of thing. During the service, I did general duty, and then the Army sent me to finish my bachelor's degree, and I went into teaching, and did mostly surgical type nursing in my general duty, and I was a supervisor in a couple of hospitals, and then went back into teaching, and then I was director of the clinical nurse course, which is the equivalent of the civilian practical nurse course. And in my last duty assignment prior to retirement, I was assistant chief nurse at Fitzsimmons when Rita Geis, who did take number one, was chief nurse. During my 22 years in the Army Nurse Corps, I had many varied assignments. Although stateside, I was only in stationed at Brook General Hospital and later Brook Army Medical Center, and Fitzsimmons in Colorado. And then the Army sent me to complete my bachelor's degree and then sent me for my master's degree in nursing. My overseas assignments were Germany, Puerto Rico for 2 years. I enjoyed that, great climate. And during wartime, well, I guess I shouldn't say wartime either. During the quote conflicts, unquote, I was stationed in Korea and in Vietnam. During length of service, lived in various types of housing, nurses' quarters, Quonset huts, and also, of course, lived off post. Our uniform dress varied from pinks and greens, fatigues, and probably the poorest, in which most people looked not very well, was the uniform designed by Hedy Carnegie. During my Army Nurse Corps career, had of course many memorable experiences. I think probably one that I remember most vividly anyway, and not a particularly memorable, in except that, it was memorable too, was that during our intake of casualties, I was going to take a young man's blood pressure and reached under the covers for one arm, and the young man had no arm. So I reached for the other arm under the covers, and the young man had no extremity on that side. I think that probably was a very shocking experience to me, and I still remember it. During Vietnam, we took the MUST hospital, the medical unit self-contained, down to the Delta. And of course that was an interesting and helpful experience. comparing service careers then with the present, that's kind of difficult to do because I've been away from it so long now that I'm really not that knowledgeable on the service. Except that I think probably back then there was a little more togetherness, but I think some of this could be attributed to the fact that back then most of us lived on post, and now personnel can live off post. Probably more men now than we had serving. As far as adjustment is concerned, I don't think I really had any great adjustment. Nurses' training was a rather disciplined area, and lived with different people's regulations, so I don't think there was any adjustment particularly. As I stated, I retired in 1971, and shortly after that I took a real estate course, but found out that really wasn't my thing. And I do some volunteer work, golfing, that type of thing. I have enjoyed being a member of WSL, I think basically because of the continued association with friends and acquaintances. I've met many new people, not only within our own unit, but at our conventions. So it's been very worthwhile for me. This concludes tape number 2 from the Denver unit.